when did you purchase it? Do you have any bill of sale?
No, ma'am. We don't. I buy them from my farmers down there. We don't do bill of sales down there for
do you have any kind of butcher? Did you have somebody butcher?
I butcher my own cattle.
Gotcha.
I don't have much money. That's why I'm standing here in front of you today.
I'm not trying to get you taxed out of your home. But what I'm saying to you is, if you have any proof at all about the cow, you can go over even now to personal property and amend things to show the cow.
We didn't show nobody. I mean, I don't have to show nobody nothing.
Okay.
What I'm saying.
Gotcha. Well, then we're going to. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, sounds good. I think you understand now.
Yeah, I understand. That's
the basis of it going up. They did a land value study in your area and what your land would bring if you just put it on the market. That's what the value is. But if you start using it to run some cattle and things like that, then your value is going to go back down for next year.
Yes, sir. I understand that. I appreciate it. No, sorry, I kind of got a little drunk last time when I seen it, but I didn't know what was going on, okay? So I want to apologize for that. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Well, here's what, let me make a motion before then.
Okay.
You can do, now that you understand it, you can do one of two things.
Okay.
You can withdraw the appeal, in which case we don't have to rule, or we can go ahead and rule on it.
Oh, hell, let's just withdraw and everybody have a good day. I'm going home. I got to go to work.
All right. We greatly appreciate your time. Take care.
See y'all later.
All right. Do we want to BOE 158? Is that going to happen today?
I don't know.
He's at 10:30. Eric,
did you rule his?
He withdrew.
He withdrew it.
You don't have to rule.
Okay.
Okay.
If only every taxpayer were so agreeable.
So we had a note on 141. Do we want to go ahead and take care of that one?
Which one? It's rescheduled.
Oh, it rescheduled. Okay.
Okay. BOE 158, is that, it's a Branson Hills, another one, same thing?
And it's Eric Huffman.
Okay. All right. But those, that out there was reassessed, is that correct?
Everything in Branson Hills was reassessed.
All right. And then...
And if he would bring some comps, that would be fabulous, because Eric is also a realtor.
Gotcha. All right, let's BOE 376. I don't know if that's a nightly rental or what that is.
It is a nightly rental.
Which one are we doing?
BOE 376.
Cannot be completed as
done. Okay, I didn't do it fast enough. Yes, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can speak on the
phone here. Okay. Let me ask you a couple questions. I believe this is a nightly rental property.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And does A Step Closer or the LLC or the owners of the LLC own any other nightly rental properties in Taney County?
No, that's the only one. We sold one a few months ago.
Okay.
This is the only one currently.
All right, so you're probably familiar with what we're doing with the mixed-use classification if you just have one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we just have a vote call. So.
All right.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of other boxes checked here, like valuation and discrimination, but I'm assuming if we change the classification that you're not disputing those, or am I wrong?
I'm sorry.
In other words, if we change the classification, are you still disputing valuation class and discrimination?
No, that was mainly it. It's just
okay.
Yeah, I know there's a couple of properties around us that were technically residential, and then the house across from us is residential, and then the one right next to us is residential.
Well, if they're doing nightly rental, then they than they should be on a mixed-use classification, because what we're doing, what we're doing is if you just have one that you're putting in a nightly rental program, on the first one we'll give you a 25% commercial, 75% residential. Any one that you acquire after that for a nightly rental will be 100% commercial.
So, yeah, that's what we've understood.
Okay. All right, so if we go ahead and make that motion for mixed-use classification, would you withdraw the discrimination evaluation portion of the appeal?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. As to BOE 376, I would make a motion to be classified as mixed-use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple days, and we appreciate you owning Taney County.
All right. Appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right.